Hello, welcome back to the Teach Mindfulness podcast. My name's Shamash, and today I'm going to be talking all about the second skill of mindfulness, which is the skill of cognitive diffusion. Now, that might sound a bit confusing. Cognitive as in thinking, and diffusion. Now, that word diffusion is actually a made-up word that comes from ACT, and the opposite of it is fusion. So if you imagine two pieces of metal, if they're fused together, they're stuck together. So diffusion means that they're unstuck, they're separated from each other. So cognitive diffusion is getting unstuck between you and your thoughts. And another simpler word that's often used for cognitive diffusion is unhooking. So another skill of mindfulness is the skill of being not just aware of your thoughts, but becoming unhooked from them. Now, when we're hooked on them, they have an emotional component to them, and they have the effect of controlling us. If you imagine you have a thought like, I'm not good enough. Now, if that thought keeps popping up in your head, or it underlies many of the other activities you do, and you are hooked to it or you're fused to it, you simply believe that thought to be true. So it's a sound in your head, I'm not good enough. It's a series of sounds. If you imagine someone from a different country was listening and they didn't understand English, and you said, I'm not good enough, it would just sound like a set of sounds. They wouldn't understand the meaning behind it, and they wouldn't probably be affected by it. But we put meaning onto these sounds, and so this sound or this meaning has an effect on us if we are hooked to it. But when we practice or cultivate the skill of unhooking, we develop the ability to be able to be so emotionally controlled by these thoughts. And it can be used for any unhelpful thought. So, you know, some negative thoughts are actually not bad for us at all. Like, for example, if you've been drinking alcohol and you think, oh no, I should not drive my car right now because it's illegal and dangerous, that's actually a good thing to have, right? So negative thoughts are not necessarily bad. Sometimes they're helpful. So rather than thinking about negative and positive, think about whether something's helpful or unhelpful in terms of thoughts. So a thought like, I'm not good enough, that's not a helpful thought to have. When you're doing some sort of activity, and if that thought keeps coming into your head when you're doing it. So you need to unhook from it. How do you do that? So again, mindful meditations that we do help to create this skill of unhooking, because you start to notice this thought pop into your head and you just observe it as a thought, and it comes and goes with all the other thoughts. But another way to practice unhooking or cognitive diffusion doesn't involve meditation. So all you need to do is you take that sentence, like, I'm not good enough, and put some words in front of it. And the words are, I'm noticing I'm having the thought. I'm noticing I'm having the thought I'm not good enough. Or I'm noticing I'm having the thought I can't do this. Or I'm noticing I'm having the thought I'm too scared. So whatever the triggering thought is, the challenging thought, which you believe to be true, but it's unhelpful, then you need to unhook from it. And that's one way of doing it. But there's actually many, many ways. This is the fun thing about this element of mindfulness when it's developed from this field of study that I'm excited about called Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, ACT. When you mix that together, it gives you more flexibility and creativity in the way you teach mindfulness. So another unhooking technique is to actually repeat the word very quickly for about 30 seconds. So if you think, you know, if you keep having the thought, I'm an idiot, and you know, when you hear that word idiot, you feel something within you, and it has an effect on you, and it prevents you from doing what's meaningful for you in your life. Then another thing you can do, which is a bit of an unusual one, is you repeat that word very quickly, because the word idiot may mean something for you, and it may represent a feeling of low self-esteem, a sense of you can't do stuff, a sense of guilt or shame. So you take that word and you repeat it very quickly for 30 seconds. And you can do that in your head or you can do it out loud. Obviously, you may not feel good to do it in front of people. So you just do it in a place where you, maybe you're on your own. But you literally say it very, very quickly. Idiot, 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 idiot. And use a stopwatch, time it for 30 seconds. And you'll find when you say that word at the end, that it, the word idiot, 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 because you're saying it so quickly, it doesn't sound like the word idiot anymore. It may make you smile. And when you say that word afterwards, it may not have that emotional tone linked to it. So that's another way of unhooking. A third one that comes to mind is to actually sing a song to the tune of whatever your sentence is. Like if it's, I can't do this, then you can sing it to the tune of something like happy birthday. Again, you can do it in your head, you can do it out loud. And you're starting to kind of almost reprogram it in your brain so that that sentence doesn't rule you. It's not like a sentence that you have that controls you. So, you know, if you're singing it to the tune of happy birthday, it'd be like, I can't do this. I really can't do this. And you sing it out loud a couple of times, and you can do this several times a day in your own time or in your own head. And again, at the end, when you say that sentence, I can't do this, it may not have so much of a punch behind it. And so you have this flexibility of being able to get on with whatever you need to do without this sentence controlling you. Now, these sentences are quite old and ancient. And if you think about it, these limiting sentences we have in our head may have been in your head for not just a year or a few years. If you think back, it might have been there for you in some form for decades. So don't expect it to suddenly disappear just in the matter of a minute or two. It may have to practice this several times a day, maybe for a few days or a week. But I find personally, you know, sometimes even just once, if you find the right approach to unhooking, it can have a powerful effect quite quickly. So these are some little examples of cognitive diffusion or unhooking skills. And these are the skill. This is a key element of mindfulness, being able to step back from your thoughts. Another visual classic exercise done, which you may have done in your mindful classes or you'd like to try, it's called the thoughts as clouds exercise. And so you imagine clouds flowing through the sky, and you imagine placing your thought, whether it's a word or it's an image, you just imagine placing it on the cloud and watching the cloud float by. And there's many other metaphors like that, like leaves floating on a stream. Or another one that I've heard is imagining a procession. And in that procession, there's people holding up those placards on the procession. And the placards are blank. And as you imagine them walking past you, you imagine putting your thoughts on those placards and they just keep going by one after the other. I quite like that one, actually. Slightly different one. So there you've learnt a few different techniques there. And I'm going to be writing a book that's coming out on ACT, which will have a few more ways to practice unhooking or cognitive diffusion. So thanks a lot for listening in, and tomorrow I'll be going through the next skill of mindfulness. So thanks for listening to the Teach Mindfulness podcast. My name is Shamash Aldina, and leave a rating if you can for this podcast, and see you again soon.